Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Right now, the nephew is standing by with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us today?
You know me. I didn't went too far, Shirley. I just...
Oh, Lord, Tommy.
I get in that prank lab, and I do too much. I go too far.
Always.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right, buckle up today, because this one right here is called the lie detector. The lie detector. Uh-oh. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello.
Hello, this is Dr. Pritchard with counseling. I'm trying to reach Ken Hill.
Speaking.
Hello, Ken. I've been counseling your wife, Dorothy, for the last few months here. And she's, are we able to get you to come into the office?
For and when?
Sometime next week. Actually, Dorothy and I have had a conversation. She let me know the things that you guys are going through. And what she's trying to do is get you to come in and actually take a lie detector test next week.
Excuse me?
She would like for you to come in and take a lie detector test next week.
Want me to take a lie? This is what she said?
This is what Dorothy has agreed upon. This is what she wants to do, and she thinks it's going to help the relationship.
I'm all about making the relationship work, but I'm not taking no lie detector test. I'm sorry. What's the purpose for a lie detector test? I ain't done nothing wrong.
Is there anything that you're hiding, Ken?
Oh, I'm not hiding anything, but what's the purpose of me taking a lie detector test if I ain't did nothing?
Well, I mean, this is something...
Who bright idea was this?
This is something that Dorothy wants to, put within the relationship. She wants you to take a lie detector test.
Oh, no, I'm not taking a lie detector, bro. I'm sorry.
I mean, I am the one that suggested it to her because it helps the relationship.
So you suggested to my wife that I take a lie detector test? Why is she not taking a lie detector test?
Ken, I've heard everything that's going on with you guys' relationship.
No. I'm asking the question. Why do I have to take a lie detector test and she does not, Mr. Counselor?
Would you like for me to have her take a test as well?
We both need to take a test. If that's the case, I'm not taking this on my own.
Is there anything? That you've done, Ken, that you don't?
Bruh, I haven't done anything. This is crazy. Like, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. When did y'all talk about this?
We had a conversation earlier today.
Today?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to call her because this don't make no sense.
Well, don't you?
You're going to have to be on a Zoom meeting or something because Ken not about to take no lie detector test.
Dorothy wants to start with a clean slate. I'm starting with
what's your name again? I don't call you at the name. What's your name again?
My name is Dr. Pritchard.
Pritchard, bro, I'm not taking no lie detector test. You can take the lie detector test, but I'm not taking the
Okay.
I don't need to take no lie detector test.
Okay, but don't you...
I haven't done anything wrong. My past ain't squeaky clean, but I ain't taking no lie detector test.
Okay, but now that's... Now it seems like you have something to hide, Kent.
I'm not hiding nothing, Devin. I know I'm not taking no lie detector test, sir.
Okay. Listen, if you're not willing to take the test, I have to go back. I have to let Dorothy know that you're not ready to have a clean slate in this relationship.
I don't give a f- what you say or do, but I'm not taking no lie detector. So,
but Dorothy wants one.
She can take one. Let her take it. If she want to take a test, by all means, take the some. But you know who not taking it, Devin?
Kid, explain this. Why are you being offensive about this? Why is there a problem with you taking the test?
Because you called me on some lie detector test, and matter of fact, I ain't got to talk to you. I'm gonna call her.
I understand you want to have a conversation with your wife about this situation, and I get that part. But I'm trying to figure out what it is that you're trying to hide. This is gonna get.
Come on, bro. Let me talk now. You're the counselor. But what makes you say lie detector test? of all shit.
Because it's going to create a clean slate. She's going to know.
But why we can't come in, sit down, and have an adult conversation and talk this shit? But you talking about a lie detector test?
I don't.
What's the questions on a lie detector test?
What have you done in your past? Have you had? Have you had another relationship going on? There's a lot of things that we're going to cover.
Well, sir. Let me just tell you this: is not taking no lie detector test. So if you want to take it. By all means.
I'm not taking it. This is about you and Dorothy. That's what this is about.
I understand that, sir. But you're not hearing what I'm saying.
You're making my job f***ing hard right now.
I don't give a s***, bruh. You getting paid, right? Is you getting paid for it?
I'm getting paid, but you're making it f***ing impossible right now.
I don't give a s***, bruh. F*** that test.
You're creating a hostile environment. That's what you're doing.
Bruh, listen to me. Devin, what part of I'm not taking no lie detector test you don't get? Or you not understanding? Is it not registering? Are you dumb, stupid, or slow? I mean, you're a counselor, so you got to have some sense, right?
I have a lot of sense. And let me explain it. The ultimatum is either you take the test or you're going to lose your relationship. Either way.
Well, if that's the case, Devin, the relationship is gone. Because Ken not taking no lie test.
Okay.
The committed a murder or some shit.
So if I got to come drag your ass out of the house and take the test, then you have to...
Bring your on then, bruh. Bring it. Come on. You f***ing with the wrong one, pimp. But you want to talk about that big bad shit? Bring your ass on.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
You're supposed to be a counselor, professional. What the f***? Man, what the f*** you want, bro?
You know what Dorothy told me?
No test, bro.
Do you know what Dorothy told me?
What the
f***
she told you,
you just got pranked. This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We done got that ass, kid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey, hold on. I know you lying.
No, Ken, we got you, baby. This nephew Tommy, man.
I know you lying. I listen to your all the time, and I'm the one that got. I know you lying. Somebody's gonna hurt you.
You gotta do this for me, man. You gotta do it, Ken. Tell everybody, baby, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Ooh, that's Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yes, sir.
Come on, baby. Get a drum of Sam. Get a drum of Sam.
Custom Ken, boy.
All I know is Ken ain't taking no test. That ain't happening.
He said like it's a murder or something. Yeah.
I told you, man.
Ain't nobody doing all that.
Wow. That was fun.
You know what I love in the background when it's over? Tommy, you and Cat Dog laughing. Laughing in the back. That was good.
Y'all get ready. Blues and Comedy Dukes and Boots is going down Saturday, July 26th, Cadence Bank Arena, Tupelo, Mississippi. It's an all-white party hosted by yours truly. It's the farewell tour of Sir Charles Jones. Tickets are on sale right now. And what did I tell y'all the other day? Just added the nephew is coming to Helium in Alpharetta, ATL, whichever way you want to call it. That's July 11th through the 13th. 11th through the 13th. That's that ATL. Derek Harper. Uh-huh. I'm coming your way, man. Yes, I am. 107.5, 97.5. Derek Harper, I will be there in the building. Make sure you come hang out with your boy, the nephew. I have not been to Atlanta since the whole... You know, back from cancer, all of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, doing a show.
Stand-up. Doing stand-up.
Oh, okay. So, you've been in the A.
Yeah.
I've been in the A now.
You got love. You got love in Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. ATL, Georgia.
Shirley, I know you're going to probably try to cook for everybody, you know, when I get down there. I know that, you know. I know you're going to try to throw something together.
News to me.
on them pots that still got paper on them. I know you're trying to do something.
Stove too.
Stove still got that yellow tag on it.
Yes. All right, nephew.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.